It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and we're closing in on the one-year anniversary of this segment. We never thought ever it would last this long, and now, I don't know, do we need to get it a present for the anniversary?
No, you get it an unpresent, whatever that is.
We don't want to celebrate this,
no,
right?
No, not really.
No.
But I don't want to make it mad either. It
is... That's a good point.
If you haven't heard it, COVIDsanity is where we talk about some of the funniest and strangest news stories going on during the pandemic, like this one. There's a guy in Iowa who's been trying to keep busy during the pandemic by repainting his entire house based on the holidays.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
Whoa. And a lot of paint.
Yeah. So for example, Halloween, he painted his house all black. Oh, Thanksgiving, it was orange. For Christmas, he painted it red. Right now, it's pink for Valentine's Day.
Oh, cute.
And soon, he'll be painting it green for St. Patty's Day.
Dang, holy, that's a lot of paint.
I mean, there's a lot more productive hobbies that I could suggest. I mean,
or this guy's just like addicted to huffing.
Yeah.
And he just like found a way to tell his wife.
Yeah. He says, quote, "People come up to me and say, I like your decorations. And I tell them, it's not about decorations, it's about community. Keep your head up, keep busy, and keep going."
Okay,
but you don't need to correct people.
Just a crotchety old man painting his house every month, being real aggro about it.
You think I like these big hearts, buddy? Huh? So bring us all together and get off my lawn.
It's not a decoration, it's a symbol.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Massachusetts started a new policy where anybody who takes a person over 75 to get their vaccine can also receive one themselves.
Suddenly, Granny's getting calls from grandchildren she hasn't heard from in a while.
I haven't seen you in 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, because of that, Gen Zers like Alexis are coming out of the woodwork, flooding Craigslist with offers to drive elderly folks.
I don't want Alexis driving any elderly people anywhere. She'll kill everyone.
It'd be safer for the elderly person to drive.
I know. For one day. There's a new dating trend where the first thing couples do when they meet is go and get a rapid COVID test together.
So they know they can, like, mask on or mask off.
Yeah.
And the way that this works is you meet up at the facility, you get the test, and then you hang out and grab a drink together while you both wait for your results to come back.
Do you sit six feet apart during the drinking part? Because it's kind of...
Well, I'm negative. You're not. Well, maybe now you are.
Yeah.
Bye.
You're supposed to, since it's a rapid COVID test, you're supposed to get the results back within an hour.
Okay.
But one girl said she wasn't feeling the romantic vibes during the drink part, so to get out of the date, she lied and said her test came back positive for COVID.
Genius!
But now he thinks he's positive.
Jose, you got a test before trying to hang out with some girl, and she said last minute that she was positive.
Yeah, well, that's because it took days to get the results, so we did it days ahead.
Did it? But she's wondering,
was it really?
Let's say no, but she still hits me up.
Okay. We're doing another edition of
COVIDsanity.
Finding the not-so-serious stories happening during the outbreak. And a few months ago, we were hearing about several companies racing to get their vaccine approved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now, other businesses are in a race that you may not have heard of, because several tech giants are vying to develop the first drone to be able to deliver the vaccine.
Whoa,
cool.
How would that work? You better have your hair up in a ponytail because it's getting caught in those blades if it's coming in fast.
Oh, man.
Meth heads are like, my prayers have been answered. They're falling from the sky.
I don't care what's in the needle.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Last week.
They just drop it from the sky.
Yeah.
Stop.
Oh, man.
So
last week, the government of Taiwan fined a guy $3,500 for breaking his mandatory quarantine when he came back into the country from Hong Kong.
Yeah, that'll make sense.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But recently, they decided to waive his penalty because they learned what actually happened. Apparently, he was kidnapped.
Oh, God.
No way.
What?
Yeah, his buddy owed money to some bad dudes, and so they came over, stormed his house, captured him, and dragged him across the border in the trunk of their car.
Oh!
Whoa.
And then he got out and got hit with a fine.
Shut up!
Oh, my God!
And he's telling him the whole time, like, yeah, likely story. We've heard that before. Kidnapped, sure.
Another coronavirus-related crisis you may not have heard about is the huge stockpile of bobblehead dolls that were not given out by Major League Baseball teams last season because there were no fans.
I didn't even think about about that.
Yeah, the company that makes them estimates about 4 million bobbleheads are just sitting idly in warehouses right now.
Oh, man.
That's awesome, though. I want one.
That's a surplus.
So, obviously, the teams are going to probably try to use some of the items in future promotions and offer them to season ticket holders or maybe just donate them to charity. The problem is a lot of players are now on different teams than they were a year ago. So
the problem is just thinking that.
The problem isn't charities don't really need bobbleheads, or...
That's exactly what charities need right now.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know the difference if you gave one to me. Yeah. I think they were still on the same team.
And according to a new survey, 30% of people have admitted to playing video games during a work conference call. And 48% of people say they've played video games in the middle of a serious conversation with somebody that they live with.
What?
I think during a fight once, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
But you heard nothing that the other person said.
No, but I made a lot of good counterpoints, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And finally, one story that reminds us rich folks just have different rules than the rest of us.
Here we go.
Cathay Pacific Airways has decided people flying first class and business class don't have to wear a mask when their seats are reclined. Because,
what?
Quote, it's so spacious in the cabin, they don't need to.
Get out of here.
I'm so rich.
You.
My first class seat social distances itself.
Oh, my God. That is terrible.
That's awful.
I hate them.
Me too.
But I also want to fly first class.
Yeah, I know Brooke's flying first class. She's buying a ticket right now.
Brooke's got one of those suites in the sky.
Oh, wish.
Those are the COVID-sane feel-good stories coming out of the outbreak. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.